First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's Grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Mr. Brian Cash Clyde.
So for CDB Oil, we're starting the show with Money by Pink Floyd.
All the songs I guess we're going to dedicate to them today. Except for one.
Get it.
that's money.
What are the... We're going to have to pick a couple. That's from the Dark Side of the Moon album?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember my brother getting that as his first album. My brother Kevin. And I remember listening to that. And it was just unbelievable. That was back in the... Had to be back in the 70s.
Yep.
Right. So, Bruce, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, Bruce, we're dedicating these songs to, and we're going to do a commercial for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pauline, and judge the commercial we're going to do for you from 1 to 10. You ready?
Oh, boy, pressure.
Okay.
Health Without the High, your CBD store, 31960 U.S. Highway, 19 North, Palm Harbor, Florida. Tinctures, topical skincare, edibles, pet products, hemp flower, 727-781-4223. That's your CBD store in Palm Harbor.
Whoa. And then the thing, I think the main thing, though, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
But I think the main thing is that it's, if you know where the Outback Steakhouse is, that's a good landmark to say, right? Right, Bruce?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right there on US 19 behind the Outback.
Yeah, and I see that with people that do ads. They put their address in, like on US 19. But if I say to you the address, you don't know where it is.
It's in the Twin Lakes Plaza.
Twin Lake Plaza.
Yes.
Right. And that's important.
Just south of, just south of Tampa Road. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just south of Tampa Road. Okay, right. In between Tampa Road, then in Curlew.
Ooh, yep. www.palmharborcbd.com. I left that out.
Excellent.
Yeah, so now we're working on it. What I like to do is put together like a 3-minute, maybe you can help me do that.
Sure can.
And with your input too, Bruce, let's do like a 3-minute commercial for you. And then this way when you're not able to get on, we can just go to the tape and say run the CBD commercial.
That'd be great, yeah.
And Paulie, she's a professional. She can do it.
I can do it.
Right. And I think when you have 3 minutes, you don't got to say the phone number. And then we got, what's the phone number again?
727-781-4223.
So 4223.
Mm-hmm.
How can we remember that? Like, what? Give me
it
some.
It spells 4CBD if you spell it out.
Huh?
Oh, see?
781-4CBD.
Wow.
They say never ask a question you don't know the answer to. That was a pretty good answer, Bruce. So anyhow, tell us, like, how did you get into, and I always forget the letters and stuff, but CBD. So how did you get into it?
Well, I got involved. My son actually works for the corporation, SunMed, that makes all the CBD. And we started seeing how many people it was helping. And then members of my family are taking it for migraines and fibromyalgia and sleep and things like that. I started seeing the benefits of it. And so that's how I got involved. And started a store a little over a year ago, and things have just been taking off since then. You know, be able to help people with a wide range of issues, and with all natural products. You know, sourced here in the U.S., grown organically. All of our products are U.S. based. Our headquarters is right out of St. Pete, Florida. It's it's grown. We have over 600 stores nationally. All of our products are third party lab tested. So, something we feel comfortable with. We have pet products, we have edibles, like I said, we have the flower, we have tincture oils, water solubles, a lot of different ways to take CBD, even beauty products. So,
yeah.
Come and give us, check us out. Check out our Google reviews.
We have, do you do stuff under the eyes? Because I have dark circles under my eyes. Do you have cream for that?
Yeah, we do. We have a daytime formula and a nighttime serum, they call it, for CBD is good for the skin. It can be taken through our skin.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, they're using it. A lot of tattoo parlors are actually using CBD lotion to help the healing of the skin after getting a tattoo. So it is known to be beneficial for the skin as well. Like I say, check out our Google reviews. We've got a great Google reviews. And
fantastic. And that's, again, without the high. Sorry, right?
Yeah,
no high.
Without the high.
You don't see pink flamingos around or anything like that from using this?
No, not at all. Not at all. And like I say, we do free samples every day. Stop in, give it a try. 30-day money-back guarantee. So we stand behind all our products. We have a wonderful topical. If you have any kind of joint pain, any external type pain, we have a topical relief that's a cream that's excellent. Number one seller, really.
Really? And then, like,
yeah.
Who's the, like, we chose Money, right, for the song Pink Floyd. But what is your what is your favorite Pink Floyd song?
Money's right up there. Comfortably Numb, probably my number one favorite.
Okay, you got that, Tom? Yeah, just stay on the line, too, because when he's ready, he's going to cue it up. And can you do the address and a little promo, too, again? This song is being sponsored by CBD. It's by the Outback Steakhouse on US 19.
In the Twin Lakes Plaza, your CBD store in Palm Harbor, 31960 US Highway 19 North.
Does it matter the address? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think it does. I think it's better to identify it by Outback, right?
Right, but I think
the people Outback in Palm Harbor, everybody knows where that is.
But if you like now with the what do they call that thing where you do the map thing and you go there? Mm-hmm. What's that called?
Well, there's Waze or Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Yeah, if you just Google your CBD store, Palm Harbor, it comes up, and then you can see our Google reviews as well as the maps of the site. And, come check us out.
How'd you come up with the name, Your CBD Store? How'd you come up with the name?
Well, it's a corporate thing. We have over 600 franchisees throughout the country. And then we just, by the location, Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs. We have Oldsmar, Seminole, Largo. There's a lot of locations, Bradenton, Tampa, Lakeland. We've got a lot of locations around the Tampa Bay area. But come check us out here on US 19 in Palm Harbor.
That's a lot of locations. You know, my favorite Pink Floyd song is Learning to Fly. Do you like that one?
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah.
Maybe we should play that one.
Okay, we're going to play three. We're going to play that one. Play the one that Bruce said first, then play right after that Learning to Fly. And then we're going to, this is CBD, your CBD.
Yep, we're getting comfortably numb first.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
They sponsor this in Outback Steakhouse, your CBD. Get you your
smoke on you.
So what do you think, Bruce? Pink Floyd. Bring back memories?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I went to the concert, The Wall. I went to it in New York at Nassau Coliseum. And believe it or not, the tickets were selling for so much money before the concert. I've seen this happen before at concerts. You know, you could have got tickets for like $10 at the stadium.
Wow.
Right, you would think, and I had that happen a few times, like even at a Buccaneer game. Like, you know, when you go to the Buck game, you think the tickets, sometimes you can get tickets for like $20. You know, when you go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my ticket, but I just see people. I'm like, I'm just curious. I'm saying, how much? And they say, oh, $20.
Right.
Have you ever gone to a concert? Of course, I'm probably.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Pink Floyd, yep, in Orlando. They're awesome in concert.
Yeah, do you ever go to any other? So if you went to Pink Floyd, you must have went to a lot of concerts then.
Oh, yeah, over the years, for sure. Probably the last great concert I went to was the Eagles over in Orlando as well.
Wow, was that the Hell Freezes Over tour?
Yeah, like about a year ago, year and a half maybe.
Wow.
I bet that was really awesome.
Yes, the Eagles are great. We actually had them as a theme 1 week, was the Eagles. They were our theme.
It was like sitting in the studio with them. I mean, the sound was amazing. And they had Joe Walsh with them, so it was like a...
Oh, wow.
Did you ever hear of the group called The Yes?
Oh, definitely.
You know, they used to put their stage in the middle, like if you were on a hockey in the center ice.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it in the round, and the stage rotated.
Right, and the stage rotated.
Yep.
I always thought, why didn't everybody do that? Because that gave everybody a good seat if it's in the middle.
Yeah, that was a genius idea.
Anyhow. So, I want to let you know, we have, I don't know the name on the outside, Tammy, if she's there, but we have poke. It's an Hawaiian dishes, right? And the guy is just, if you like Hawaiian food, right? Can you just show him some of the foods that we have? Because we have YouTube.
Yes, we have poke bowls. We have a wild salmon poke bowl. Mm. Everything is fresh and made to order. We have what they call a rainbow bowl. We have a Hawaiian bowl. And we have a chicken bowl, a vegetarian bowl, and a spicy fish bowl.
Wow.
Looks delicious.
It is, and it's all made fresh to order. That's the beauty. Do you like fish, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I wish... So you know what we got to do is I got to get some... I'm going to get you a gift certificate for $25 from me to you to go to the Pokey. Have you ever been to one of these stores, the Pokies, where they sell the Hawaiian dishes?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, you're going to get a $25 dish, but you got to answer this question, though. I don't like just to give things away. All right?
Okay.
What year did the album Money, or what was it, Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Without Googling, what year did it come out?
I'm going to say 77.
I don't know. Let's Google it now.
Let's Google that. It's somewhere around there. Let's see.
Yeah, 77. This is big, $25. All right. We give away a lot of money here, Bruce.
73, I think.
No, really? That early?
Yeah, I didn't know it was that long ago. Man, I'm getting old.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Dark Side of the Moon.
I got the decade.
Yeah, it was March 1973.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. That's something, huh?
I think since none of us know it, we still give him the gift certificate, don't you?
Oh, wait. He's got a name, just two people in the band, and he gets a gift certificate.
Oh, that's easy. Let's
wait.
Roger Waters and David Gilmour.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
All right. We should have Jeopardy music. Remember we used to do that? Nah, too late. You weren't ready. I didn't let you know, Tom. It's my fault. But, so you just won $25 to the Pokey. And, Tammy, what is the name on the outside? Because they have five locations. So what's the name on the outside of the building?
Yeah, above the building, he's waiting for his sign to get fixed, but it says Pokey Falls, which was the name when he first opened, but then he changed it to Pokey and Ramen Town.
Okay, but Pokey Falls.
Pokey Falls is what it says. It's almost right on the corner at the Alderman Plaza of where the LA Fitness is. It's right beside the UPS store.
Right, so that's Alderman in US 19. You familiar where that is, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know where.
Right, so that's where we're going to get you a gift certificate from there. The guy's great. He's authentic, too.
Oh, yeah, they have all kind of cool drinks,
too. You know, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant, is this not politically correct? But I prefer, like, when a Chinese person answers the phone and I'm getting authentic Chinese food and stuff like that. Is that not politically correct? Like, I don't know. I'm so scared to say things now.
Yeah, but I hear you.
But don't you want, do you want some Italian guy saying, hey, you want some Italian, maybe Chinese food?
Well, no, you never know.
I'm just saying.
But you want, I see what you're saying. You want somebody who comes from the region who knows how to make it.
Right, so
the authenticity.
And is that wrong to say that?
Nah.
Or whatever, because I'm just so concerned. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, we're all victims. You know that. Anyhow,
I'm so offended.
I'm so offended. Anytime you rationalize or justify your actions, you're setting yourself up to be the victim.
Well, you know, we have another guest on the line as well.
Well, who's that?
We have Gary.
Well, Gary's got 1.5 minutes to wait. Hi, Gary. Just real quick, Bruce. This gentleman here, he generates money for the Boy Scouts.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and what he does, he can tell you. Just can you mind if he just tells you what he does real quick, and if you have a question for him?
No, go for it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You could have said no, but I'm just anyhow. What I was just thinking is what he does is like he'll tell you better. So Gary, introduce who you are and what you do.
Okay, my name is Gary Titus, and I'm a volunteer with the Boy Scouts of America. And I'm the finance chair. And what I do is I raise money for a group called the Friends of Scouting. And what we do is we support kids who are disadvantaged so that they can do scouting. And last year we supported over 400 kids in the Tampa Bay region in Pinellas County. And this year we're going for 500. We've had a little bit of a situation called COVID-19. Which has hurt some families, and we're going to pick up the slack. And that's what we're doing.
Thank you for that, Gary. It's an amazing effort, and we all want to pitch in and help. So we're going to take a break here in a minute, but real quick, we're going to do a little bit of weather updating right now. Everybody needs to be aware of what's going on out there. There's a pretty strong tropical depression that's supposed to turn into Laura, which is poised to come straight for Florida around Monday if it holds together. So everybody needs to be aware and check their hurricane preparedness situations in their homes. There's a couple right behind it. It's peak hurricane season, so just be aware. Make sure everything's intact. And with that, should we go to a song, you guys? Anybody out there? How about Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd?
There you go. Good. Sounds great.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's great.
Anything about flying works for me.
You got to give me a couple seconds here.
Sure. Sorry about that. I sprung that on you. So in the meantime...
I'll let the ad play.
Yeah, that was 1980s Pink Floyd, I believe.
Irresistible grasp. Can't keep my eyes.
So we're back. All of our music today is brought to you by your CBD store in Palm Harbor. It's on Highway 19 North, and it's right near Outback. And it's Health Without the High. Plus, we have Gary with us from the Boy Scouts on the line.
All right. And we actually just got joined in the studio by Jade from Jade Cleaning Services. This is Polly.
Hi.
All right, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
All right. We got to fix your little ears right now, but how you doing today? You came all the way from Tampa.
Yes, I did.
Wow, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Excited.
Awesome. So how about you tell us a little bit about your business, how you got started?
My business is Jade's Premium Quality Cleaning, and we actually got started this year in March. I was working in corporate America. I hated my job, and I wanted to spend more time with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, and I've been wanting to start a cleaning business for so long, but I always was scared mm-hmm. that it wouldn't work out, just negative talk. Mm-hmm. So once I start positive talking, I say, hey, let's do this. I get to spend more time with my children and teach them something in the mix. But I never thought it would get to where it's at right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so my daughter, Arbony, she works with me.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
That's great. And, so what's your daughter's name?
Arbory,
that's a pretty name.
Yeah, and
just real quick, I just want to say Paulie's leaving. Say goodbye to Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm still not turned up.
I'm not turned on either.
Oh, I can hear.
Okay.
I'm not on either. No.
Yeah. All right. We got it all fixed and situated now.
Yes. And, I would go into houses and, like, Arbony, me and her and my other daughter, we like when they're not there and they leave and just like, if you can do anything with it, just try. And they come back so amazed, like, oh, my gosh. One of our first clients didn't think we would actually take him because the tenants had run down. It's like, I think they had like an animal or something. It was crazy. But yeah, that's why we do it.
So you do deep cleaning, you do spring cleaning, you do COVID cleaning.
Yep.
You do it all.
Yeah, I was thinking with the COVID thing, that could be big, the sanitized thing. Mm-hmm. And that might be an angle to go with the ad too.
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, I got to get your input. But if we switched it around and said COVID-19 I did an ad for a guy for years that did the asbestos thing. Uh-huh. Remember, he did the asbestos cleaning and mold cleaning. And he did really well with it. So if you had mold in your house, right, he did that.
Right.
So when we switched it to the mold, he did really well with us.
Right.
Right.
So what do you think?
Well, right now, I think that's a really good focus. Actually, like I said, there's a few things that I would like to include in there. But following the CDC guidelines for cleaning right now mm-hmm. is actually very important. And, there's a lot of offices that wouldn't even normally hire outside, help to come in. But now they're hiring people to come in a couple times a week just, to be on the safe side. So
what is your feelings on that, Gary?
What?
Their cleaning service, right? Do you think we're trying to come up with an angle because it's important that we make them money, right? The reason you're doing the ad with us is for me to make you money.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like if I had did business with them for years and they were committed to me for years, we can take chances. But I get one bite at the apple to make you money, right? Think about that. So I can keep you as a customer. So I have to have your best interest and care.
Right.
So
and
It trickles down.
It does.
So Gary, my question to you is they do COVID-19 cleaning. And they also do carpet cleaning. They do
pressure washing.
They do a maid service. And it's like a lot of stuff, right? Sometimes, mm-hmm. Keep it simple, right? Focus on one thing. Should we go with the COVID-19 cleaning? And, of course, you guys make the final mm-hmm. decision. We work for you. And I'm not just saying that as words. You're the boss. So I want to be clear on that. I work for you. But should we go with the COVID-19 cleaning as an angle for the ad in the coupon book? Or should we go with the, it's like a service, a maid service? Mm-hmm. Is that what it would be considered?
No, house cleaning.
House cleaning. You don't call it maid service no more? Okay. I don't know. You want to be politically correct there, too.
I'll do whatever you want, for
it,
as long as it's dirty.
That's it. You get down and dirty. Okay, so what do you think, Gary?
I think it would go best for the COVID right now.
I agree.
Well, doesn't matter. Okay, that's good. I agree with that, but you're the... What do you think if we... I hate to say this, but do a COVID-19 or the headline, let's leave everything the same, but like really big, COVID-19 desanitization.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
This is centering all around COVID-19. You got a lot of people that's not... that. You know, COVID-19, they don't care, you know. So the headline, yeah, that's just...
What would it be? Say it again, like what you think.
COVID-19.
Desanitization.
Yeah, plus more.
Plus more.
Yes.
Right. What do you think, young lady? What angle do you think? We're trying to come up with an angle to make you guys money. And what is in your best interest?
For advertising?
Yeah. Should we go with the COVID-19 angle? Because it's something that's actually...
I think that would be smart.
Hey, save...
Well,
you know
what?
How about this?
You should include, just like with our clients, you know, that, okay, let's say somebody cuts hair. They included in their ad, they kept it the same, but just added,
I like that.
Following the CDC guidelines, you know, for safety and all of that.
Save, how about this? Save a life. Get the COVID-19. We save lives. COVID-19 desanitization.
Yeah, we'll make that a package.
Wow. Is that illegal or is that legal? You know what I mean? Your life depends on this.
True.
You know what? If you really want to know in life what your life depends on, what the next sentence after that would be?
What?
Constant thought of others. Your very life depends on that.
That's true. In
the spiritual world, is if you have constant thought of others. There's nothing more important than caring and having other people's best interest. When you stop trying to get what you want, right, and you really care and you have other people's best interest, then ironically you then get what you want.
Right.
Right. And then like it's saying, like when you pray, just pray for health, happiness, and joy. Don't pray for material things. That's what they say, some people.
Pray for others.
Pray for others, right? And then the paradox is then you get what you want.
Yeah.
Right? Because you do care, right?
Definitely.
So.
And that's another thing. You got to be, like, cleaning, you can't go to school for it. You can't be taught. If you're nasty, you're nasty. You know, I'm not saying.
No, I get it.
You know, but you can't. Like, okay, one day I'm a cleaner. It just don't work like that because you're not going to see the next incredible, you know. You have to have a passion. And me, we go in houses, but sometimes people just can't afford it. Like, I focus on my elderly. They can't afford it, so I do more. Like, I might not have them pay the certain fees I'll have somebody else pay. Or a single mother, you know. Mm-hmm. It's important to look out for each other.
Absolutely. That's great.
Well, we have the same thought pattern, right?
Yeah.
It's like right now, like, you can't control what people put online, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I did a deal with someone. I'll just say it to you real quick, even though I cared. So I got this person. I sold their food truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me if anything I'm saying is not true. She placed the ad so I could sell the food truck online. The people called me. I met with them, sold the truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think of this. Got the check, gave it to the lady, and then it turned around and was told I was supposed to get a 10% commission. And was told, since by her lawyer friend said that I was not a licensed broker, that I don't need to get paid.
Oh, so that's what happened.
That's what happened.
I read that.
Right. So now, think of this. She sent me a check for $100 and said, this is what I think you should get. It should have been $1,700 because it was a 10% commission.
Mm.
So in a nice way, I sent back to her. What did I send back? What did I do with the check?
Sent it back to her and told her to take her kids someplace nice.
In a nice way. And I was trying not to be sarcastic.
Right.
Because it could have came across sarcastic if I did it, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I try to be like from humble. Yeah. You know, the definition of the humility is not that I think less of myself. I just think of myself less.
Right.
Right? So with humility, I sent the check back and try to be kind. It didn't even take the $100.
And that will never
go. Right. And then in turn, no good deed goes unpunished. Because you know what happened? I had a bad review written about the deal online, and I never even responded to it.
I had one of those.
I don't even know where that review is, though, because it's not on our Facebook page.
It's on Yelp.
Oh, it's on Yelp?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But, you know, I had tons of reviews on Yelp, and they only put certain ones up there.
Oh, so Yelp. So you can't do nothing about Yelp.
No. You can't do anything about Facebook either.
Yeah.
Once somebody posts a review, that's it. It's up there.
Really?
Yes.
Anyhow,
that is that person's opinion.
So here, you want to hear it? Tell me what you think of this next line. No good deed goes unpunished. Mm-hmm. And actually, when she had to move the truck, just even taking a step further, guess who was there to move the truck for her?
You?
Me.
Wow. And we also got her someplace to put it.
I mean, it's just, you can't even make this stuff up. Wow. And who ended up not getting money? Me.
And she didn't even pay us for the advertising.
Right. Because the COVID-19 hit, she placed the ad with us, and we never even got paid.
Well, no, because actually, she was supposed to pay us before that even hit.
Right, so it's all just a messed up deal. But the point is that online, though, you can't protect yourself sometimes because people can write whatever they want.
Yeah.
But in the heart, in the end, as long as you have a good heart, you know, if you do the right things will happen to you.
I read that, though, and mm-hmm. I was just like, But then I was just like, I could see because I'm going through the same thing. That one customer, you know, and just boom. But she made herself look guilty, you know.
Right, and usually the customer that doesn't pay you is the one that writes the review. I'm not saying that happened with you.
Yeah, she was mad because she didn't receive our services anymore. That's why she wrote the review.
Yeah. I once gave away money on a puzzle, right? And so what happened is I printed a puzzle. I had a puzzle made up, and I gave money. Go get in touch with Linda. So do you want to hear something? And then I did make a mistake.
Oh, you did?
So I had a puzzle where you can win money, but I put one box too many. It was the answer was the people that were in the book was in the puzzle. So this lady made this big thing out of it, like that, because you can win $100, you know, to get it right and send it in. And she wrote all this stuff, and I said, "Look, I sent you a check for $100. I mean, I made a mistake." So in life, you can make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
But what you got to do is pick yourself up, right? Pick yourself up and keep going forward.
Right.
Success is never described the same way. Right?
Right,
but failure is only described but one way, and that's man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. And everybody's goals. Yours is a cleaning service. Gary is generating money for the Boy Scouts. You got any input on that, Gary?
Yeah, I do. I actually work on something quite special, and it's called Your Future. And your future right now is between 8 and 18 years old. And however you deal with that future is what you're going to get in the end. So if you have youth that you're training, right, to be moral, to be ethical, to be self-reliant, to be competent, to be honest and hardworking, then that's the future you're going to have. If you neglect that future, guess what? It's not pretty. So that is the whole reason why I'm doing this. I want a better future.
Right.
And I want a better future for them, and I want a better future for us. And that's why you don't neglect the kids. You don't neglect them. You take care of them. And that doesn't mean just the material things. You take care of them so they're self-reliant, honest, because they want to be, not because they have to be. They're moral because they understand it's better for them, they're happier. And they're responsible themselves, and they have leadership capabilities. In other words, they take care of other people. And that's what you want for your future. And that's what I'm doing.
Right,
and I'm
Gary,
taking kids.
Gary, let me just say this. We have the commander on right now. Right, right, Lynn? You're a commander?
Our Coast Guard.
A commander. Right?
Right.
That's pretty high up, I would say. It sounds that way to me. Who's the commander in chief? I mean, who would you think is kind of high in there? But she's a... How long were you in the Coast Guard?
20 years.
You listened. Did you hear what Gary just said?
I did. I did. And I absolutely agree with him. I'm also a psychologist. And I went to school at Adler School of Professional Psychology. And Alfred Adler was a spin out of Freud's circle, because he thought it was really important on how children are raised, and that people aren't just driven by inner drives. And and he's spot on. You know, spoiling the child is not going to make a good child either. They got to learn responsibility, and that's what Alfred Adler did, was teach people how to make choices. They gave them options, and then they learn from their mistakes.
Right. Well, it's one thing that we do is when someone makes a mistake, what we do is, instead of saying, hey, you know, you made a mistake. No, we go, okay, you didn't do it. What we're going to find out is what you did right. And we're going to talk about what you did right. And we're going to make it better.
Right. They call that, like, you know, you have three things in life to do well. One is to have goals. Right, that's important. One is to praise yourself, like throughout the day, like see something that you did good. Like right now, you guys could say, and I mean, I'm not saying it's big, but like Lynn can say, okay, I'm on the radio telling people on if you change one person's life, you change the world. It's that ripple effect, right? And so Lynn is now on the radio. Gary's on the radio. You guys are on the radio, and you can then, like, throughout the day look back, right, and praise yourself. Saying, look what I do good. Because what we do as humans, at least I can just talk for me, sometimes I'll focus on what I don't do, and that's bad. Like Gary was saying, the mistake. Why not focus on the good? Yeah. Right? And so now you could say to yourself, Lynn, oh, well, I'm a commander, I'm a psychologist, and I did something good today because I didn't. To keep it, you got to give it away, right? That's the paradox. So Lynn's going to give away some suggestions to people. Gary's going to give away some suggestions to people. You guys are going to give something out saying that they desanitize for the COVID. And we're just kind of come up with a concept for these guys live on the air. What is in their best interest? How should they say that? Save lives, Corona-19, call us. I don't know. Desanitize. We're trying to come up with something, Lynn, on that. But it's important that we care for others. And the more we care for others, the more then people will care for us.
Right.
Right?
Exactly right.
Right. So, Lynn, got any input with Gary? Gary works with the Boy Scouts. Got anything to say about, like, what he was just talking about the code? You know, a good code is love and tolerance, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, like, even when I was in the military, the Coast Guard, we had two different fields. We had the operations and the marine safety side, and I was in the marine safety side. And, you know, the operations side was pretty much with the new people that came into the service, it was either sink or swim. You know, they'd throw them out there. In the merchant marine side, we groom our people. We had a responsibility to make them successful, and that's where exactly I agree with them. You focus on what's positive, and bring them along. Help make them succeed. And if I fail to do that, then I failed, not them.
Right, that's taking responsibility. That's a good word,
you know,
responsibility, isn't it?
You know, Lynn,
not playing the victim.
We have a sea base in Florida, and a lot of our graduates go into the Coast Guard.
Really? Great.
And we train them, on seamanship and scuba diving and all of those sorts of things, and that's Boy Scouts. And most of them, when they get finished with all of that, they will go into the Navy, or they will go into the Marine Corps, they will go into the Coast Guard. And so it's an automatic feeder line.
Yeah, and many of them that do come are Eagle Scouts. So, I mean, you know, they set that goal, and they reached it, and then they were able to take it the next step.
Do you know, I noticed with Lynn, she owns Mobility Plus, but every time she gets on the air, we talk about something else. It's just really strange, but she owns Mobility Plus. My friend Nick is buying something for her. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that, but you see how selfish, selfless that is?
Yeah.
You know, in the material world, it's about us.
Yeah.
But in the spiritual world, it's about you. Right. And that's how Lynn is. She's selfless. And sacrifice is the key word. If you want a spirituality word, it's the word sacrifice. So she's willing to sacrifice, not talking about her business,
right,
to put out good words about people of how to live a better and happier life. And I think that's being happier for longer periods of time more often is the key to life. Is to have joy in your life, right? That's
it
the
is,
purpose.
It is. And in fact, today I had a lady come in. She was a retired nurse and had some breathing issues and needed a scooter, but really couldn't afford a new one. So I was able to get her a really good deal on a used one. And you know, I didn't make much money on the deal, but I didn't care. I helped her. She had served giving back to the community. And I hope I made her a better person today now that she can go longer distance down on Honeymoon Island.
Well, Lynn and Gary, two great people. These two young ladies here are entrepreneurs, and we're going to come up with a deal to make them money. If you ever need desanitation or any cleaning service, Lynn, there are two young ladies here with their kids that are looking for work.
All of them are daughters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The whole family's here. Well, there you go. Wow, Mama. She's Mama Bear. But anyhow, I apologize.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I thought you guys were partners.
No, my sister last week.
I thought that was the same. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, no problem.
But I wanted to say, Lynn, if you ever need any desanitation or any cleaning, let me know, or Gary. And then also, too, is if you want to give some money to the Boy Scouts,
yeah,
you know, we could use it. But I would like to, with just real quick, can you play some SpongeBob? We got the kids in the room, Lynn and Gary. So what we're going to do is put SpongeBob on in honor of them. And what name your business again?
Jay's Cream Quality Cleaning.
You did it. People need Pokey Cafe, right? The Pokey place. They're at Alderman Road in US 19. And if you want Pokey or wine-type dishes, go to Alderman Road in US 19. My friend over there at CBD Oil, he won $25 at the Pokey, Alderman Road in US 19. Here you go, SpongeBob.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.